This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A very good day to the beautiful listeners. God richly bless you. Welcome to my assignment, my destiny. I am Abraham Manuel, overseer of the Church Omega Harvest Ministry International. What a blessing this morning to come to you today and speak about the wisdom of God, the three types of wisdom, part two. We speak today of the three types of wisdom, part two. And the first one I wanted to share with you today is the wisdom from above. And we call this the godly wisdom. Back to the book of James chapter 3 verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The wisdom that comes from God, as we have seen in the previous chapter, it is the mysteries. We thank God for Solomon, who prayed and asked for wisdom. God gave him the ability to simplify this wisdom. We read much of it in the book of Proverbs. The Bible itself is a book that explains God's way of thinking, which to the spiritual person can be more easily preserved than by carnal people. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 5, when you read through this, you get to the conclusion how God wants his people to receive the wisdom from above. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul speaks to us, and he said, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, that the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. In John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And that's why when we follow the ways of Jesus, we operate in the wisdom of God. Talking about the wisdom from above, and we said that is godly wisdom. In Jesus is hidden the wisdom and the treasures of God. He is our perfect example of a beloved and honoring Son. And in Galatians chapter 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. So, the wisdom from above is given by God to his servants, that they may teach it to his people on the earth, according to Proverbs chapter 2 and Jeremiah chapter 3. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, and cometh knowledge and understanding. And so, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, according to the book of Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. And so, the wisdom that comes from above is the wisdom that's first pure and peaceable. The second type of wisdom is the earthly wisdom. And we also read in the very same book, James chapter 3 verse 15. And James explained to us, and he said that this wisdom descended not from above. We talk about the earthly wisdom, but is earthly, sensational, and devilish. Earthly wisdom, which man has, works with common sense and not faith. Man in the image of God has a level of wisdom, but it is without faith. Eve did not believe the word of God when he said that they should not eat of the tree. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch, lest you die. When God speaks, he doesn't always give an explanation as to why he wants things done. He wants man to believe his word by faith. That is true. Man is always looking for an explanation that makes sense to his level of wisdom. But Paul wrote to Hebrews chapter 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. We talk about wisdom from man in the earth. Eve rather believed the serpent, who gave her a long explanation that made sense to a natural mind. But I'm here to tell you that the wisdom from the earth always needs an explanation. That is the second wisdom. The third wisdom that we are talking today is not man's wisdom, is not a godly wisdom, but it is the wisdom that we call devilish wisdom. That is the third type of wisdom. James again, James chapter 3 verse 15 said, the wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly and is devilish. Devilish wisdom is filled with a desire to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Yes, in John chapter 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, not Paul, but John explained to us, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So devilish wisdom is rebellious by nature. The devil rebelled against God, and God kicked him out of heaven. He influenced Adam and Eve to rebel against God, and they got kicked out of the garden. Rebellion will cause you to lose the place that God has for you. Devilish wisdom is corrupted. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17 said, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Pride caused the devilish wisdom to be corrupted. The devil is out to corrupt people's wisdom and cause rebellion in their hearts towards God and other authority. And I say, you must learn to protect your heart from what kind of wisdom enters it. What enters you determines what exits you. When the wrong type of wisdom enters you, it contaminates your heart. And so, as we conclude today, the three types of wisdom, the wisdom from above, the earthly wisdom, devilish wisdom, I pray for the wisdom from above will enter your heart and you may be blessed. God bless you. Have a super wisdom week. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.